Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about depression. Are you depressed at loved ones minimizing your depression? Are you unsure about how to help yourself? Or even if you can? My guest this evening says depression can be debilitating, misunderstood, and misdiagnosed in our society. And she's recently written a book called The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, Your Guided Journal for Emotional Healing and Getting to the Truth of the Matter. In this book, she uses her 25 years of experience to explore the depth of depression and shows you how to get at the root causes of your depression. So my guest this evening is Kathy Reimers, PhD, a psychologist with more than 25 years of experience counseling children, teens, and adults. She blogs at an ADHDsoul.com and is the host of an internet show called Perfect Family Storm. It is a pleasure to welcome psychologist and author Kathy Reimers to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Dr. Kathy Reimers, how did you come to write this wonderful book?
Well, through my years of experience, I found it very important for clients to have tools that would help them work through depression that would be independent of me. So I came up with the idea of having a guided journal because I found that journaling in and of itself was great, but sometimes people get off the trail and sometimes they don't come to, you know, the conclusions that maybe would be most helpful for them. So the idea of having, I've written some short stories followed with questions. And the idea is that it's guided in the sense as the person answers these questions that they're able to come to solutions. And it will open up their healing, you know, so that can take place.
So it helps the person to get in touch with themselves, is what you're saying. Sometimes sometimes we can be, you know, for example, around the holiday time when we want to be happy and be surrounded by family members and remember the good times, sometimes we're disappointed. Perhaps a family member didn't appear or we're disappointed by some things. And you say to write in the journal can be helpful. Can you give us an example?
Well, yes. For example, trauma, like loss, is a big thing during the holidays because it reminds you of who isn't there that particular holiday. And not only that, but we have trauma that occurs from, there may be a death even during the holiday. I mean, interestingly, this is a terrible thing that happened, but to my family, we lost a family member. And so it was very, very difficult on us that, you know, we were supposed to be celebrating and here, you know, we're going to a funeral. And so a lot of people experience this idea of loss and whether it's from, you know, a family member, friend, a pet, it could be anything, you know.
So how do we take care? How did you take care of the loss that you experienced in your own family?
Yeah. Well, I found that it's the communication in the relationships and being able to keep talking and talking and working through it. And, I mean, certainly journaling, this is like this book here, this helped me with when I was going through something else with the loss of with my mom. With she had a stroke, and so I opened this book, and it made me laugh, and so it got me through it. And I figured, hey, if it can help me, it can help other people too.
Tell us
about what we did as a family is just to stay very very close to each other and constantly talk about it. That's how you work through trauma.
So you didn't ignore it. You worked through it. Give us some example. Your mother, I believe, is 92?
Yes, yes.
And what happened to her, Dr. Reimers?
Yeah. Yeah, she suffered a stroke about a year ago. And all the things that she was able to do, walk and talk and swallow, she wasn't able to do that in the beginning. And that was very, and is still hard for her. Now she can swallow and things like that, but it's still hard to not have the ability to do the things that you used to do. And so, like, this is an example of loss. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a death, but it's kind of a death in the sense of what you were able to do. And, and she's having a hard time struggling with it. But, you know, we do our best. You know, we try to enjoy the moment. And she loves looking out the window and looking at the birds and just the little things in life that she's able to enjoy still.
Can you give us an example in your book of journaling, how you coped with it? Obviously you were able to talk about it with family members, but how did the journaling concept help you to deal with Mom's trauma?
Yeah. Well, you know, by writing in it, what happens is that when you're answering the questions, you're really getting to the truth of the matter. And when you get to the truth of the matter and you can figure out what those conflicts are, whether you may have had, you know, anger or resentment or what, you know, whatever might be going on there, when you're able to express that, there's something healing about that. And also, when you're able to go back through that, then you can get insight into what your anger and your feelings are about.
Well, this certainly was a traumatic experience for you,
yes.
Wouldn't you say?
And oh, yes.
Absolutely. And can you give us some specific questions that you asked yourself that you may have presented in the book as well?
A question that I asked myself? Well, first of all, I think everybody, when something like this happens, you say, well, you know, why me? And first I was struggling with that, and then I thought, well, why not me? In the sense of, you know, if you believe that life is filled with lessons for us to learn, take heed of these lessons and see what you can learn about yourself and how you cope with the situation and try to, enjoy the moments that you have. I mean, I really do believe that the idea of being, you know, being in the moment and trying to enjoy what we're doing at the moment is just so important. You know, enjoy where you are on the way of where you're going. You know?
Right.
That's how I view it. And so I just feel that, you know, was very helpful to me in healing myself and then talking with other people. In my other family members and friends and people were just so loving. And I know that when my mom was in the hospital, different various rehabs, it was the people there that were so loving and that kind of brought me through all that turmoil.
But the writing really helped
you have to write your way out of depression. Write your way out of depression. And I just feel like it's such a powerful tool.
And it really helped you to heal, is what you're saying, and get a different concept of what happened to Mother and helped you to deal with it.
Right. Yeah.
Your ability to deal with the moment.
Yes, deal with the moment. Because you know what? We're going to have many moments like that. I mean, in terms of very big mountains to climb and, you know, with all these obstacles that we have to deal with. And it's your attitude towards it. Can you accept the situation and get control over your response? And that's what I just love about the name of your show, Taking, you know, Charge of Your Life. I mean, it's so wonderful and so, because it's so true. The only thing we can control in our life is our responses.
Exactly. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guest this evening is Dr. Kathy Reimers, a psychologist with more than 25 years of experience in counseling teens, children, and adults. And she has written a very special book that everyone will want to have a copy of, called The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, a journaling book that helps us to come out of the depression and deal with the reality and what we can do and how we can take charge of our own lives. And we were just talking about your dealing with the stroke of mom. How is she doing now, by the way?
She's doing pretty good now. She's able to do things that, you know, she wasn't able to do before. She's going to be 93 here in a few days. So, you know, there are limitations. And so, each day is a new day, and we just try to enjoy our time together.
And so that's given you the opportunity to deal with what you can deal with. And that
right.
is the moments that you have right now.
The moment is now.
It's
not tomorrow, because we don't know if we have tomorrow. I mean, that's the truth of it.
So let's talk about some of the examples that you have given in your book. And the book is about symptoms of depression. And you identify some of the symptoms of depression. For example, mm-hmm. you start with sadness, and mm-hmm. sadness as being a bottomless pit. And so tell us how you have attempted to help us to get out of this bottomless pit with some questions that you ask in your journal.
Well, the idea is that depression is something that's just is so it sinks within you, and it weighs so heavy. So my first question was, you know, what weighs upon you that's so heavy? And then on the rocks, write down any conflicts, burdens, obligations, or stressors that weigh you down. If you can't identify where the heaviness comes from, put a question mark on the rock. So the idea is that, you know, you want to look at your own life and see what is weighing on you, because all, you know, the stressors and burdens that we have weighs on us, but first we have to see what it is,
and we're gonna
before we can help ourselves.
And we're going to talk more about how to relieve the rocks that may weigh us down when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
If you are a Golden Age folky and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk Classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Kathy Reimers, a psychologist with more than 25 years of experience counseling children, teens, and adults. And she has written a very special book called The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, A Guide to Journaling All of the Difficult Issues When We Become Worried, Depressed, Anxious, Sad. And it really is an excellent book. Dr. Kathy Reimers, let's talk about something that is going on right now that is a cause of depression and anxiety in all of our communities, and that is the loss of a job. How do we deal with that anxiety when people have been working in a place for many years and suddenly with their bonus gift for the holidays, they've also been given a little pink slip. Thank you. Pink slip that says you will no longer be employed as of. How do we do that? How do we cope with that tremendous anxiety?
Yeah.
And help us with some of the things that you've put in your book.
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing is that the best part of it is just you have to say to yourself, this is the situation and I need to accept it and take steps to make the best of the situation. Because if you don't accept it, what you resist will persist. And so, we certainly can have steps such as, the how-to, put out your resume and talk with people, network, and so forth. But the idea of the emotional response has to come from your heart in allowing it and knowing that you will get past it, that this will be just, this is one moment in your life, one moment. And so you have to, in viewing it that way, you can move past it. You can't have this one situation define who you are. In fact, I had a fellow in today who he lost his job and he just like felt everything was like, tied to his job, his whole identity. And he said, well, if I only, and he was on this show, the Biggest Loser. He lost all this weight and everything. And he was this, hero. And now he had his job and now he doesn't have his job. And so he is so angry. And I said to him, look, you got to let this go and accept what is. And it's just one moment in your life. But if you think, if once you do get another job, that that's going to resolve all your issues, you better think again. Because the idea of putting his identity, that this was going to bring him all the happiness, is not true. Just like losing all the weight didn't bring him the happiness. Where the happiness needs to come from is acceptance and joy that you have in your life, that you allow into your life on a daily basis with the smallest of things.
Now, was this person married or was he single?
No, he's married, and he's the main breadwinner, and he has two kids. It's going to be a big strain. He's feeling the strain. But the thing is that, if he doesn't take a different attitude, that when he gets his new job, I know he's going to get a new job. He's a very talented young man.
Well, Dr. Reimers, when you say he's going to get a new job, what's the age range of this person? I don't want to know the exact age, but in his 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s?
Early 40s. Well, so he's in the market.
So he's in the market, but if he were in his 50s, he would have cause for anxiety.
He has cause for anxiety. We're not saying that you shouldn't feel how you feel, but what we're saying is that, having this acceptance and know that, have faith in yourself that you will get through this.
And so do you have him write in your book, as you have in your book, you have people write what are the main worries and what are the main worries that this causes in your life? And how do you get out of these worries?
Yes, I do. I have them write in the book to identify their worries, and then do some problem solving on it. Well, what can they do about it? Do they need to network? Do they need to go on LinkedIn? Do they need to the how-tos type of thing? And then what do they do with their emotions? Who can they talk to? Constantly throughout this journal book, I have a running theme of who can you go to? because this is very important that you may not be able to do it alone. So who can you turn to? It may not be a family member, maybe your best friend, or someone else, you know?
Or a clergy person?
Yeah.
And what you're saying is to find a resource that you can...
Yeah, find a resource.
That
mm-hmm.
you can depend upon or feel comfortable with in sharing some of the things that are going on inside of you.
Yes.
And not to let them pent up.
Right. You got to let it go. Because that's when we get into trouble, and that's when we get really, really depressed, is if we just keep all those feelings of frustration and anger, which can then build up to rage, and that just makes the depression far worse. We're trapped.
Dr. Reimers, do you ever encourage your clients to write letters to the people, not the letters they're going to mail, but to write out their feelings and to just let them pour out?
Yes, yes. In fact, I have a little story here. My emotional messages I carry. So in this part of the journal, I say, what negative messages did you get from your family members? Write the messages on the letters or the packages. And then they have a choice to write a letter, and they can choose to send it or not send it, you know. So they can put it in what I call an imaginary bottle and send it out to sea.
Oh, do any of your clients do that? Do they go to a river or an ocean and send the bottle out?
Yes, they do.
Well, that is a wonderful way of letting go.
Yeah.
Because it really...
They don't have to burn it. That causes pollution.
Well, you're also, I think, referring to something that I have clients do, and that is to write and burn. That is to write an angry letter and let all the emotions go out and not to read it over. And then to, at the very end, said, I forgive myself for feeling this way. I forgive you for putting them there. And if it's not true, they put in parentheses, it's not true. She told me to write it. And then they can either burn it or rip it up and let it go. And let it go. And that's the important thing. And what you're doing here in your book is you're giving people an opportunity to find ways of, number one, acknowledging what is bothering them, owning it, and finding ways.
Own the feelings.
Own the feelings and finding ways of letting it go.
Right.
And that's the important thing. And you give wonderful illustrations. How did this young man who lost the job, has he found a job yet?
No, I just started with him.
Oh, you just started with him.
Yeah. I've only had a few sessions. But I did want to say something about, I think one of the along with anger, one of the biggest causes of depression, I believe, is guilt. And people feel so guilty about so many different things. But if they don't forgive themselves and forgive others, that they're going to just keep stockpiling this guilt and conflict, and they'll internalize it. And guilt has, a profound effect on depression. Now, and I think that's something that we need to mention.
Yes, I think that's very important. You describe the incident of a woman who at an early age was taking care of her younger brother. Could you tell us about that? She was taking care of her younger brother?
Oh, yes, she was taking care of her brother, and she
How old was she at the time?
I believe she was about... She was 13, and the child that she was walking her brother across the street was 5 years old.
Right.
And so they were crossing the street, and she looked at her cell phone, and before you know it, he got hit by and killed. Oh. And so everybody in the family felt guilty. Certainly the teen felt guilty because she thought, oh, I shouldn't have been texting and so forth and looking down. And then the mother, I mean, she felt guilty because she was thinking to herself of, well, I shouldn't have let, you know, the teenage daughter, I should have been supervising the situation. And then it was like the father felt guilty because he had lost his job. And if he hadn't lost his job, then, you know, this might not have happened either, because there would have been, you know, appropriate supervision and so forth. So, and then even the baby, there's a baby in this family. And because the parents and the teenager grew up with such heaviness and guilt, this baby grew up in this arena, and the baby had guilt. She carried the guilt of others from the family, which we can. We can carry other people's emotions that really on our own, they're somebody else's. And like a daughter carrying a mother's anger is kind of a typical example.
So but, how did you help them? How did journaling help them to get out of this overwhelming feeling of guilt?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they have to identify what the guilt, you know, what it's tied to, and they have to release it. They have to release it. And, you know, you're not a bad person, you know, and I think, you know, forgiveness, self-forgiveness is what people need to be journaling about.
And this helped them to come through this difficult situation.
Yeah, let it go, and who can they turn to, and, you know, whether they need to get professional help, to go to a mental health counselor, go to a friend, a bereavement group, whoever they can get help.
But they have to find a way to find resources to help them through it.
And, yes.
And I want to thank you. Dr. Kathy Reimers has written this very fine book called The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, a journal way of getting out of finding your feelings. And Dr. Reimers, how can they get in touch with you? Tell us.
Yes. They can get in touch with me different ways here. So I have a website called depressionofthemindheartandsoul.com. And I do a lot of blogging on that site. I also have Dr. Kathy Reimers on Facebook. I have a business page. And I have a professional website, docreimers.com. And if we go on Balboa Press, the Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression.com, and it takes you right there. There's a website there. So there's plenty of ways to get in touch with me. If you go to any of those websites, it will send you to, to my personal contact information.
I want to thank you, Dr. Kathy Reimers, author of The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, your guided journal for emotional healing and getting to the truth of the matter, for helping us to take charge of our lives by helping us to get to the mind and heart and soul of depression. Thank you for providing us with this wonderful book, and to helping us to let go of negative experiences and free ourselves from family conflicts. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.